the criminal justice system in Tanzania is not good in the sense that you have people who are being arrested without the investigation being completed, being people being remanded for many years without their cases starting or proceeding. And for that matter, you might have one person in jail for more than 6 or 7 years. His or her case is being adjourned after a fortnight, that the investigation is incomplete. And so many people are also now being charged with money laundering. So if you are charged with money laundering, then you're not amenable to bail. And for that matter, many people, they might be being charged on trumped up charges, but you are being swapped with money laundering. So the administration of justice in that sense is not good, and many people are suffering out of it. On our part, as Tanganyika society, we want the total overhaul. All offences should be amenable to bail, unless one might not be able to satisfy the bail conditions, or perhaps if they try to risk or his or her life, might be in danger if he is admitted to bail. And at the same time, the way the case are being prosecuted, it takes many years for one case to be completed. So that's why we're calling for the entire overhaul of the entire criminal justice system. One might even call it somewhat barbaric in the sense that many people are suffering out of it, and eventually people might end up being acquitted, but they've been in jail or also in remanded prison for many years.
Now, Dr. Inshallah, yes. Some opposition groups and some civil society leaders say they were targeted, and some say the charges leveled against them, including journalists, are politically motivated. Are they justified based on some of these reasons you have enumerated by which the Tanganyika Law Society seeks a complete overhaul of the criminal justice system?
Yes. Certain journalists were basically politically targeted. So you might have to be swapped with a criminal case. So you have told you are charged with sedition, you are charged with incitement, or cyber crimes kind of cases. And basically, for someone who has written an article opposing or criticizing or basically showing that certain things with government are not done well. So even other newspapers have been banned out of that because of all those kind of stuff. So basically we are saying, yes, some people, or the journalists and the other social media bloggers and other people have been on the receiving end of the state apparatus. And we cannot have a free a democratic society that basically lives up to what Article 18 of our Constitution provide that or guarantees the freedom of expression. But at the same time, you find if you undertake a thorough investigative of terrorist things and you write a good article or an investigative article, then you are being slapped with a criminal case.
Why do you think this is the right time for the Tanganyika Law Society to call for a complete overhaul of the criminal justice system? Is it because you have a new president?
This year, before President Magufuli, I repeated all somewhat the same thing. Now we have a new president, yes. We have repeated that. Because even the new president has just said, yes, there is a problem in terms of certain cases are being brought up in court on baseless grounds. And eventually, those cases might have been thrown out. So that's why I think she has heard many people complaining about it. So for us, we have been consistent.
So apart from the government and perhaps the judiciary, who else can the Tanganyika Law Society engage to address some of these concerns that you keep raising?
Yeah, of course, we are addressing the president, we are addressing the entire government, we are also addressing the judiciary, in the sense that the judiciary must also take note of all that is going on. Our judiciary is not living on another planet. They know what is happening, the reality on the ground. So the way they interpret the law must also show that, yes, some certain things are not right. And for that matter, as a final arbiter of all disputes in the country, they must also make the required pronouncement on the violation of people's rights. And again, of course, we need the parliament, we need also the media and the civil society organizations, likewise, also to raise their voices, and so many other people. So if you have a well informed society, so that is conscious and of its rights, then you are able to tell the government that some amendments must be done. Of course, this is also because without saying that, we also need a new constitution, because our constitution is not that great. So we need to have accountable institutions within our government, but we must have a good framework out of the constitution.